Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you, as always, can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, going to take an unscreened call from the amp line to start things out here. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Keith.
Keith. Hey, Keith. Calling from?
Calling from Pennsylvania.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, hopefully you want to continue this conversation about the Constitution. I just had a couple thoughts I'd throw out about the idea of memory and how important memory is to a person's identity. And there's such a thing as institutional memory, because when people are born, they're born pretty much ignorant of the way the world works. And when one generation can pass on their knowledge to another generation, it keeps that second generation from having to discover all those same things all over again.
Sure, that
so
makes
I think
sense.
The Constitution kind of serves that purpose, even though it's not perfect. It does provide some institutional memory.
Yeah, I think that has some validity to it. However, I think what I have a problem with it in that respect is that it's an extraordinarily flawed document in how it's written.
Yeah, you're putting it lightly. I was going to say I don't like the memory that is.
What is the purpose of the legislature if the all the duties of the federal government are outlined in the Constitution?
Well, I don't. I guess I'm not addressing the procedural and
no, he's not trying to defend you.
Right.
I'm just saying it kind of enshrines the idea of natural rights to some degree, however imperfect.
To some degree.
And it's part of our, you know, yours and my culture, and it those ideas have come to us from those, you know,
but
past generations, and that's the reason why we're even discussing it today.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think that it's actually holding us back from actually understanding liberty because it is such a it's like having a really irrational belief system, and that can keep you from that can restrict the way that you think. We get indoctrinated in so many ways, and that keeps us from achieving our full potential.
I don't know if I agree
mentally though. And I think that it is a type of indoctrination, which is to say it's kind of like having a free speech zone. You know, the Constitution outlining our rights is essentially, it's also boxing us in. It's when you have a free speech zone and saying, you have free speech in this zone, well, wait a minute, that's basically saying I don't have free speech outside of this zone.
But it's a document of negative rights, and it's it was supposed to keep the government in check, and it doesn't really apply to you and I. It applies to people that swear oath of office to the government. That's what the intent, you know, the original
intent. That is the intent. You're right about that. I see where everybody here is coming from and what they're saying. What I'm understanding from you is, Keith, is that you feel like if it weren't for the Constitution, we may not have as great of an understanding of liberty as we do today. And that may be true, but it may not. I mean, we don't know how things would have played out otherwise had they just, you know, defeated the British and then just did nothing to replace the British. We don't know.
It's part of the institutional memory that has come to us from the past ages. It's not perfect. If I could give you an example, Einstein's theory of relativity and quantum mechanics, and I don't know too much about either of those, but I know they don't agree. And eventually, one day, somebody's going to figure out how to you know bring those two systems together, and there's going to be a new model. And Einstein's theory is probably going to be found to be a flawed theory. Even though that's something that, E equals MC squared is something that people can rattle off the top of their heads. Eventually, it's going to be left behind because it's not perfect. But it led us to this point, and it helped us to get that understanding.
That's all. That's
fair enough. I'll give you that.
That's true. I'm going to agree with you, but I don't think that means, and I don't know if this is what you're saying. I don't think it is. But just to point out, I don't think that means it should be put up on a pedestal.
No. Patriotism is just another form of religion. But the ideas of natural rights and the Enlightenment that happened back in the 1700s, you know, here and in France and other places, was a very important event. And if we can, you know, take what's good from that and leave behind what's bad, then we'll be better off for it. And we can move to the next level.
I'll give you that.
That's well said.
Fair enough. I have to agree.
Thank you for the call tonight, Keith. Appreciate it.
I do think we need to look at it as, you know, at best as a step. You know, okay,
sure.
Maybe it was a step we needed and to evolve as a society toward understanding what a civilized society really is about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a fair way to look at it. 800-259-9231. Does that mean it should have its own day? Does that mean it should be lauded? Does that mean it should be held up as something?
No, I think that is a mistake.
I'm sort of the opinion that when the politicians get together and make something a day, that we're all better off. When they make the iguana the state reptile of Arizona or whatever it is that they do, that they're not out there passing some other arduous law.
It's not the Gila monster.
I couldn't tell you what it is. I actually believe that the rattlesnake is the state reptile. Don't ask me why I know this information of Arizona. However, and New Hampshire does not have a state reptile. Louisiana has the alligator, and as does Florida.
I see where you're coming from. If they're busy doing silly nonsense like that, then they're not
that we're all better off because they're
people.
Not doing so many other things that they could be doing.
Now,
The caller previously, it was from Florida. I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
Steven.
Said that this was slid into a bill in an unconstitutional fashion. So, the Constitution Day thing was slid in. So it's not.
Well, I think Constitution Day has been around. What he was talking about was the piece of legislation that mandates that all government schools have to teach about the Constitution on Constitution Day.
I see.
And he was using that to point out that the government school system itself is unconstitutional, and so forcing people to learn about something like that would seem to also go against kind of the spirit of things. But putting the Constitution up on a shelf, or not a shelf, but up on a pedestal and lauding it as though it's a special document gives it that kind of iconic status. It gives it that that status of this is unique. It's special. We need to praise it. We need to look at this as, why we're so much better here in the United States than everybody else around the world. And clearly,
if they were actually following it and it was actually like showing some semblance of protecting some liberties, at least to some extent, I can almost understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand people doing that. It's at this point when it's been such a catastrophic failure at protecting anybody's liberties, it's time to move on.
And
to recognize that we are trying to protect our liberties with like this with magic.
But this is how flawed the document was. It's my understanding they are following it. That in fact that when the Fourth Amendment says that you have the right to be secure in your persons,
how unreasonable.
And effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, that the Supreme Court is the organization that gets to interpret this. And they can say that means purple polka-dotted lollipops
if they
interpret it.
It's not protecting our liberties.
It is not protecting our liberties, but you said that if it was doing what it was supposed to do, and I think it may very well be doing what it was supposed to do, securing the power of the centralized federal government. It's doing it very well.
Opening the Pandora's box allowing them to do whatever they want to do.
I think they made it.
Us a semblance of liberty. Just the rhetoric of liberty and the words and the rhetoric and symbolism.
Right. It's a cover. It's a cover for violence, which is of course all government really is. Right. We know government's a criminal gang. That's it's a group of men and women that are acting by aggressing against peaceful people. But they have this flowery language.
Yeah.
This beautiful. Well, you've got rights. Sure, we're here taking your money from you.
And your rights are, of course, attenuated as we see fit.
Yeah, right. Whatever is reasonable. I mean, it's like you said here in the Fourth Amendment, it says unreasonable searches and seizures. So we talked about earlier tonight the drawing blood from people, the police being trained to be phlebotomists and taking blood from people. And if that goes to the Supreme Court, first of all, the Supreme Court already ruled back in the
60s. They can stab something into your body,
right,
and that's not an unreasonable search or seizure.
Right.
It's reasonable because
there's something wrong.
Well, it's reasonable. They've got the doctrine of necessity, I believe is what it's called, in law, which basically allows them to do whatever the hell they want to. Well, it's necessary to stop drunk drivers, so therefore it's reasonable.
Yeah, they're giving us the semblance of liberty. They're giving us comforting illusions, and they're giving us false sense of security.
Absolutely. It's like keeping the slaves from being able to read. I mean, it's just kind of a different configuration of that. Obviously, the slaves today, those of us who are here in this country, in this particular plantation, and around the world, slaves today are pretty good at reading. The literacy rate has increased, so they had to be a little more careful about how they designed the new plantation system. So tell the slaves they have rights. and then slowly prove over time that they actually don't. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can become a fan by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
If you're loading up on gold and silver, the place to do it is at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some great deals over there, and you can also support Free Talk Live a little bit by buying over there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your call, Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark,
Dale and Ian, just checking back in. I was hearing you guys talk about your regime out there and that guy calling in earlier.
Regime? You know, regime?
Thing,
okay.
What?
Regime?
What regime are you talking about?
No, the guy that was calling in earlier about the Constitution.
Okay, what about?
I was just going to comment and say that we all can agree on that we've all had through these years is freedom, right?
No.
Well, no. Why don't you say that you don't have freedom there when you can able to get on this show?
Because I'm beholden to somebody else. Because when the criminal gang called the government comes around and demands money from me, if I don't pay up, then they'll throw me in a cage.
Mark anticipated this exact comment during the break.
We're allowed to talk about this stuff, so we have freedom.
What I'm saying is you have freedom. You're able to go home after the show, go to your house.
If you mean that I have freedom because I'm not like... If you mean I have freedom in the sense that I am not packed into immobile inside a coffin, unable to do anything whatsoever, then yes, I have some freedom.
But that's not true freedom. That's not the definition of freedom. Because I can leave my house in the morning and determine which direction I go doesn't mean that I'm completely free. It doesn't mean that I have the ability to be self-determining in my choices and actions. I don't have the ability to walk downtown smoking a joint and walk past a cop. He's going to arrest me for that.
If you think you're free, try not paying property taxes.
Yeah, take the slave test, my friend. Go take the slave test.
Right. Do you own your own property?
No, I don't, but I want to ask you this question. Say you were in prison sentenced for 10 years. Would you consider that, not freedom of being in prison then, or?
Well, I've been in prison and I've been, free as we call it. And I can tell you that this is better.
I would say the difference.
You are being allowed degrees of freedom by your masters. You are a slave to your masters who can take your freedom away at any time. They can change the rules at any time. They can change the criteria by which they decide whether or not to completely take away your freedom at any time. Mm-hmm. It is at their whim. So you are allowed some degree of freedom by your masters, and you are grateful for it. So lick the hand of your master and be grateful for that little what freedom they allow you to have.
Because
that's how it is. That's you. We are slaves in this country. As anywhere else where there is a monopoly government, and that's the situation. There are degrees of freedom that are allowed by our masters, but we are still slaves. Go take the slave test.
Well, I am glad that I do have the ability to do this radio show. I do appreciate that I have the ability to decide which direction I go when I leave the house. I do appreciate that I have that level of freedom, but it's not true freedom. It's not... true self-ownership. It's not my... I don't have the ability to do whatever I want to do so long as I'm not harming anyone else. I don't have the ability to make those choices for myself, and so therefore I'm not truly free. I can act as though I'm free, and that tends to be how I live my life. But it's exactly what Dale says. We are existing in our semi-free state. I think semi-free is a more appropriate way to point it out, to talk about it. We are existing at their discretion and at their whim. Because if they decide they want to kick in my front door and take me off and throw me into a gulag, they can do it whenever they want to.
There are millions of words of laws, and I guarantee you're breaking one of them.
Absolutely.
And
they'll make it up.
Yeah.
They'll come in here.
They'll come up. They'll write a new one if they have to. You're a problem for them.
They put Sam in jail for 58 days, and it was completely illegal for them to do that. They arrested Cassidy, took her freedom away from her for a couple hours.
They even admitted they were wrong about that. They'd already arrested her, didn't they?
Completely illegal. They did it anyway. So that's my point.
I can't pull the story up, but I think it was North Carolina or South Carolina. Their version of the HRS, the Health and Rehabilitative Services or Family Services or whatever, took a couple's baby away from them after 2 weeks because the baby lost a little bit of weight, which happens to all newborns, and they gave it to some other couple that was connected with the HRS service.
If you can't
keep your child, then are you free?
I saw a story in the news today about a couple of folks that had their three children taken from them. Now, they got them back eventually, but this is a very traumatic experience when your kids are stolen from you. They had their kids stolen from them because they took some pictures of them naked in a bathtub kind of situation, and they took those photos to get developed, and the developer snitched them out to the police, and the police took their kids from them.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to mention one more thing, if I could.
Sure, by all means.
What do you think about this week in Washington, D.C., and I don't know who they were. I think they were from the Tea Party. But there was 2 million marching in the streets in Washington. And I think we have to agree there, Mark, Alan, Ian. I agree with you that in this today's world, we are under great tyranny. There's no argument about that. And I think it's going to keep getting worse. But I do have to say, from where we come from in the past, we've had freedom because we haven't been under communism. Would you say there's a difference between communism and the way we our country lives here then? Or?
Not really.
It's a different kind of tyranny. We're living under imperialism.
Communism's a fantasy, and what has existed elsewhere under the communist rules has been socialism, and certainly we're moving more towards socialism in this country. But also what you have to do is, when you say things like, well, we had more freedom, what you have to be clear on is that there are social and ethnic groups in this country that didn't have that much more freedom, and when
and
you had more freedom,
and it depends
on what
you're
all these
about.
Other things. Yeah,
there's degrees. If you go to some European countries, you will have a lot of freedom in some areas where we don't have. It.
Right,
and you will lose freedoms in some areas where we do. And again, this is all at
the whim. Thank you for that.
And again, it's all at the whim of governments. So,
and in most states, you would have been put in stocks or been punished for having a deck of cards 100 years ago. You know what I mean? So you've got which freedom win? And this is kind of the conservative conundrum. And I have called myself a conservative, and now I might still call myself a true conservative, but it's such a tainted word that to me it means something, right?
Yeah.
So,
to me, it means something,
but it doesn't transfer very well to other people.
I agree.
Can't make other people understand what it is that I mean when I say it, so it's probably best not to use the term. If I say that, I'm one of the good demons from hell, right? Like, it might mean something good to me. No, I'm a demon from hell, but not the kind of demon from hell that
I only poke you
about.
With a one-pointed trident.
Right, so...
I guess that's not a trident,
point. It wouldn't be.
People write porn comics about those demons from hell sometimes.
The good ones?
Yeah, maybe someone...
They also have anime.
Maybe someone turned on by those demons from hell, so
that... I suppose that
like,
could mean something.
They have demon anime, too.
Tentacle porn.
Yeah, tentacle porn. Yeah. You've seen it. Okay. 800. Do they have gay tentacle porn, too?
I don't know. I've only seen a little... If you watch anime, you cannot avoid tentacle porn. It's just, it's an anime, but I don't recall seeing any gay tentacle porn.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of words and people's interpretations, Dale has an email he's going to share with us here in a few moments that he was sent by a very angry visitor to his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. We'll get to that. Take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. It's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod and MP3 player. You can play them on your computer, too, if you'd like. You can try it out today by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't put in the FTL, you don't get the free audiobook. And the new Dan Brown book is, in fact, available now over there at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I've got it.
So we were talking during the break. And I know we want to get to the email that Dale has, but for whatever reason, why did we go off into the conversation about tentacle porn? I don't even remember.
I think it was my fault. I can't remember. I think I may have said something about, oh, he's talking about demons, how he was a good demon.
Right, right.
And I thought of, like, and the only reason I know about this, by the way, and I swear, there's a YouTube channel I subscribe to where the guy reviews gay comics, and he talks about these demon porn comics sometimes. And so that's the only reason I know about it. So I brought up demon porn, and then tentacle porn from Japan
came up.
Yeah,
that went off into
this
discussion about, I think you pronounce it hentai. Or it's probably hentai, but it's basically, if you've seen Japanese animation before, it's essentially pornographic Japanese animation. And
a lot of their regular movies are somewhat pornographic as well.
It can be pretty disturbing. Some of the demon porn or the tentacle porn is very, very disturbing in many ways, very violent.
I find it very disturbing, yes.
And but we ended up getting into a discussion about the censorship laws in Japan. And because we've seen some of these products, those of us on this show, over our lives, have encountered these things. And
speak for yourself, I never watch porn.
Some some of it.
I'm sure glad I don't end up watching.
Believe that
porn.
I have some Tennessee coastland to sell you.
In some of it, the genitalia is censored, and in others, it's not. And so I guess the question was, well, why? What's the discrepancy? Is it that some of the product we're seeing has come directly out of Japan and never made it through a distribution channel, so they couldn't release? You're just not seeing the American release, that they could, you know, release an uncensored version in America, and that you had to release a censored version in Japan? Is that the difference? Is it just an international discrepancy, or is there something else going on there? And I know we had a gentleman from Japan last night, but on the phones, but I pulled up Japanese pornography on the Wikipedia article here, and so let's learn a little bit about porn in Japan here before we move on. The religious and social taboo against nudity has historically been weaker in Japan than in the West. Pillow books detailing sexual acts were widely sold in the Edo era, and women and men routinely worked in the nude and bathed in public up until even after the Meiji Restoration. While in Western society, nudity has typically been a taboo, that idea entered Japan only after Meiji era, and how deep that idea is rooted is argued. Extreme public nudity, such as showing the genital area, would nevertheless be prosecuted in Japan. Japan has only one or two nudist beaches, and they are private. In Japan, in their criminal code, the people who sell or distribute obscene materials can be punished by fines or imprisonment. This was included back in 1907 and remains relatively unchanged today. Finding a workable definition for obscene, as it has here in the United States, has sparked much controversy over the last century. It's not uncommon for pictorial magazines to depict nude women with their genitalia airbrushed over in black, and video pornography routinely depicts explicit sex scenes with the participant's genitalia obscured by mosaics. Until the 19, that's what we've seen.
Yeah, the pixelated stuff.
But it's also in the anime porn. It's not just in the regular.
I've seen balls of light in anime porn covering genitals.
I'm sure they have various different techniques that they can use, but it's also in the animated version. You'd think, well, it's different, isn't it? Isn't animated porn different from real porn? Apparently not, according to the Japanese lawmaker types. Until the 1990s, the entire pubic region was deemed obscene and unpunishable. Unpublishable. The publication of a couple things marked the first widely distributed publications to even feature pubic hair. So pretty repressive over there. In fact, they even point out that there is, of course, a thriving genre of underground pornography in Japan that ignores all of the censorship laws. What a shock. Can you imagine that if something is prohibited, an underground market pops up, and then it's available? That's how all prohibitions work. So the Japanese have decided to prohibit showing a penis in a porn video or any other genitalia in a porn video, and naturally, people are just releasing their videos underground. They're manufacturing them and releasing them underground, which of course means that it's likely a fairly dangerous profession. Because whenever the black market...
It's easier to just get out of country porn and import it.
I don't know if that's...
Because
they
can't prosecute porn actors here.
Well, actually, it's...
Probably the distribution, too.
Here's the paragraph I skipped. It's illegal to bring the pornographic material into Japan, and customs agents are known for checking videos in international mail and hand baggage.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the distribution is dangerous, but what I was thinking of is being a porn actor and showing, and then it seems like that could get you in trouble because, you know, your face is right there in the video. So
yeah, the person actually handling the videos has much more to be concerned with.
Okay.
Extreme cases like multiple offenders or attempts at commercial importation could be punished by fines, but most merely have their contraband confiscated and then likely watched by the people that confiscated them.
Sure. 800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No explanation here as to why it is that we can see uncensored versions. I imagine that's just an international thing, that there are two versions available. One can go outside of Japan, the other one can't. But then again, would it be illegal to produce that in Japan?
It must be.
Let's go to your phone calls. Jared is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jared.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in real quick because I was sitting here doing my homework and kind of had Free Talk Live on at the same time, and I read something and I just thought you guys might find a little interesting.
Okay,
sure. It's sort of like a how to be a better employee type class that I'm taking, and I was reading about leadership, and this is how it defines leadership in my book. Leadership involves
influencing the activities of an individual or a group in efforts towards reaching a goal in a given situation. And this is the part I find interesting. However, unduly coercive tactics such as gun threats are not part of leadership.
Nice. Which is why you can't call politicians leaders, which, exactly. By the way, they are done. They're called leaders all the time in popular media.
Yeah, and I agree exactly with that description. That's true leadership, is where you inspire people to follow you, where people choose to follow you because you have inspired them.
Because
you
your ideas
example,
are great.
Because, or yeah. You have great ideas, or because you know they believe that by following you, they're going to be able to achieve some shared goals. And so many people confuse this violent threats to get people to do what they want as leadership, and that's what every single politician is.
Can't they do both, though? I mean, Obama has inspired many.
They can.
Barack Obama has inspired many, many people, and they're following him because they want to. However, at the same time, he seems to be very, have no problem at all using guns and force to get other people to follow him. You know, he's going to jam this healthcare thing down everyone's throat in this country if he can, and he doesn't care if it ruins your life.
Well, it just reminded me of the term "our leaders" that you hear all the time. Well, our leaders in Washington, our leaders this, our leaders that.
Nope.
Well, they're not my leaders.
Nope. Me neither.
You can have them. They're not mine.
The hell with those people. Who do they think they are anyway? Great point tonight. Thank you, Jared, for making it. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's one of those things that I love to jump in on whenever I hear somebody mention, we're electing our leaders. Our leaders in
D.C. Speak for yourself.
Exactly. They're not my leader. I didn't choose them. I didn't choose the other guy either. I'm not interested in being led by those people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll blaze my own trail or choose my own leaders on my own volition. Oh, hey, here's an interesting addition on the whole Japanese pornographic sex topic. According to Wikipedia, and this ties into a conversation we were having last night, where I was saying, Dale, that teenagers should be legally allowed to engage in prostitution. Well, guess what? They are in Japan.
The demand for teen is teen.
It doesn't specify here, but the sex industry accounts
teens can
for
do it here too.
The sex industry, not legally, well, yeah, under 18. I'm talking about under 18. The sex industry accounts for 1% of their GNP, which is equal to the Japanese defense budget, and 1/3 of all reported cases of prostitution are teenagers. In fact, they even have a euphemism for it over there. It's called a supportive relationship. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress, like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything to style toll free to 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. It's only $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. You get the AMP-only podcast. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Dale, your website is anarchyinyourhead.com. It's a cartoon website, first and foremost. Also has some great essays, some very thoughtful essays written by you. And people can go and they can enjoy all that. But sometimes some people don't enjoy it, and they get very upset. And you got an email. It says, hardly ever get hate mail on the show. I don't know why.
I hardly ever do, too, actually.
Right. It's very weird. You'd think, as iconoclastic as our viewpoint is, we get more hate mail.
Exactly. I'm prepared for it. I'm bracing myself for it. And I can think of maybe two or three. One hand.
So then this is one of them.
Count on one hand.
Go ahead and share this.
Yeah, what's funny about this is that almost every single phrase from front to back is like 180 degrees. Bass backwards from the reality. He gets, it starts with, I've been an anarchist for 10 years, and I have had to defend my beliefs and ideals from people hundreds of times. Just in passing conversation, I reason and talk and debate with people intelligently and professionally because I have found that people have a preconceived notion about what an anarchist is. Most people think that an anarchist is a gun-toting, angry, immature, whining bitch.
Slow down just a little bit.
That complains about everything, whose solution to problems is fire and destruction and chaos. I realize now, looking at your site, that you personify all of these characteristics.
Okay, now hold on a second. I understand what he's saying before he got to that last line, that people misunderstand what anarchy is, and that's one of the reasons why I prefer the term voluntarist for myself. But you've chosen it. You've chosen the term anarchist for yourself, as from what I understand. Anarchy in Your Head is obviously an iconoclastic kind of title for a website. Your site has a juxtaposition going on where it says anarchy at the top, and that sounds scary to people. But then when they start to dig in and they start to read what it is you're talking about, they're not getting a message of violence. They're not getting
a message. Yeah, he didn't dig in at all, I can tell.
He must not.
He saw, like, the ads on the left side of the page that I don't really control. I can ban them if I really want to, but people can put whatever. They just buy those ads. They're open. You can go in and bid at any time on those ad spaces, and there are, like, NRA ads frequently. There's like NRA ads. There's maybe like ads for places to go to get, you know, bulletproof vests and things. And I think it's just, I just kind of laugh at them. I don't ban them, but I don't put them there.
It's bringing money into your site.
It's not part of the website. It's an ad that people buy, so.
Well, you know, I can understand. I see where you're coming from on that, Dale, but there was one time, and I forget what the issue was. There was one time somebody won one of our banner auctions at freetalklive.com. We'll auction off our banner ads from time to time. And they had won, and they wanted to promote some sort of website that made me very uncomfortable. I think it had some kind of white power aspect to it. I don't know if it was an
open. I would probably ban something like that.
Right.
But I'm
okay.
not going to ban, say, a pro-gun ad.
Gotcha.
Or, an ad for a place that sells guns and things. I do, I am very, very constantly harping on peaceful methods. But I'm not going to use violence to take people's guns away. You know, I am an advocate
sure.
of gun freedoms and things like that. So
let's go on with his allegations
and
here.
And he says, you, all caps, you, are what the intelligent anarchists of the world are fighting against. You, all caps, are responsible for feeding the general populace with assertions of their false concepts about anarchy. So do yourself a favor and take your site down, because you are doing a lot, all caps, more harm than help for this movement.
What the hell is he doing? So having conversations with people?
Did you decide to take it down?
Nah. Anarchy is a serious, deliberate, and mature concept.
So no jokes about anarchy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, this is one of the only places in the entire email that is actually in line with reality, and that it is a comic strip, and so I do try to make it funny.
Yeah.
And he says, one you wouldn't understand, and then I write very serious articles as well. One you wouldn't understand while drawing cartoons and making sure your links to the NRA homepage still work. L-O-L-O-L. In my cartoon, he's quoting me here, apparently, even though I know I didn't put L-O-L-O-L, but so he's elaborating. L-O-L-O-L. In my cartoon, there's just as many pirates as ninjas. I did say something to that effect in the comments of the latest comic. He says, I also love how in your about section you boast about your right to free speech. Here's a little tip for you. You can't attack the American government by cowering behind the Constitution. You're a hypocritical moron. And I'm like,
Where did you cower behind the Constitution?
The latest comic is making fun of the Constitution.
Is that what he's referencing? Did this come in after the latest comic?
Again, I think he like glanced at the page, immediately jumped to a bunch of conclusions, didn't read anything in depth at all, and then wrote an angry email.
So
because I was making fun of the Constitution as if for anyone to expect it to protect our rights.
Well,
the latest comic rips it to shreds.
It's tough. It's got to be tough doing comedy, right? Because if your comedy is too intellectual, like somebody like Dennis Miller.
Yeah, it's not that tough, though. I guess.
No, I'm not saying it's too intellectual. I'm not saying
right.
that. But if you, it's got to be difficult for people that are trying to put some sort of level of intellectual commentary in to their funny stuff.
Yeah,
it's got to be hard to mix that in. It's easy to laugh at a fart joke, but you've got kind of on one side, you've got one side of the comedic spectrum, which is the base blue kind of comedy, fart stuff, things like that. And on the other end, you've got very, very intellectual comics like a Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller has his own radio show, right? He's got this 3-hour long radio show, former comedian, and I guess he still does some stand up. But some of the program directors I talk to when I call radio stations are telling me this guy is too obscure. He's making references that nobody understands.
What's hard is making comedy that's going to please everyone.
Sure.
You're not going to.
No.
I mean, and that's true for really any kind of entertainment. And I think the trick to it is just accepting you're not going to please everyone. And I've accepted I'm not going to please this guy, and that's quite all right.
That is absolutely one of the secrets in as far as I'm concerned to succeeding is that you follow your own vision and you presume. It's not to say you don't listen to what other people are saying, because sometimes other people have some great ideas and they're worth implementing. But you follow your intentions, you follow your vision for what you think should be done, and you kind of cross your fingers and you hope that there are other people that'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I do this. That's how I've done this radio show.
Well, that's the only way you really can. I mean, you can't.
You're not true. You're not true to yourself otherwise.
Yeah.
If you aren't true to yourself, then that
can't
comes
be passionate.
Through.
Yeah, you can't be passionate if you don't speak honestly and from the heart.
I'd like to speak on this if I could. I've kept quiet up to this point, and I can tell you that a lot of the things that Ian's done on this radio show has scared the pants off of me.
Yeah.
I'm just by nature a much more conservative guy, and I'm older, and that makes it that way too. And up to this point, Free Talk Live has been very successful. I mean, we've got, by all measures, we are a very successful small radio show growing into what is probably going to be one of the great radio shows in a decade or two, hopefully a decade. But if it were up to me, the show would have been entirely different. It's impossible to say which one would work and which one wouldn't, because Ian's talent would be there, and I think that I'm of the opinion he's the more talented host. Other people, you know, tell me all the time, they send emails and they disagree, whatever. That's my opinion, and it's valid for me. So if he were trying to do something other than what is true to his heart, because I got really scared that day he handed me the article and says, "An argument for anarchy." And I'm like, you're not allowed to do this, Ian. You're not allowed to be an anarchist. We are never going to get on any radio stations with you being an anarchist.
And now look where you are.
Well, he's not actually an anarchist
anymore, but I was for
a
while.
He's not using the word.
But for a while, I called myself an anarcho-capitalist, and now I've come to the conclusion that both of those terms are terms I don't want to associate with.
I understand that, too.
I prefer to be a voluntarist.
I don't like to use the term capitalist.
I think entrepreneur is better. I think that I'm a voluntarist entrepreneur. I'll do what works to, succeed.
And then finishes that with, "How can you claim you're anti-violence and pro-peace while the banner for resistance gear and impact guns and ammo is blinking right next to your logo?" And it's not blinking. I don't allow moving ads. Yeah. I don't allow the animated ads. And then he says, "F you." He didn't say F. "You stupid, immature kid. You know absolutely nothing."
Wow.
Well, I think that...
I went in a corner and cried. Yeah. No, I didn't.
He hurt your feelings.
As a Quaker, I don't personally advocate the owning of weapons, but I do advocate that people be able to own tools, whatever tools they wish. And that's what a gun is, and that gun will shoot a projectile at somebody or something that's giving you a problem or you want to put a hole in or whatever. And I think that free people need to be able to own the tools that they want to own, and I know that guns are important to a lot of people, and that's it, all those are very good things. I'm also of the opinion that all of those people who own all of those guns are the ones that in fact ensure our freedom, that you can't fight a land war in the United States.
I remember when I was, just not even dealing with other human beings, I remember when I was hiking through Myakka State Park, I was very happy I had a little Walther PPK in my pocket at the time, because alligators out there, man, they might hurt you. Anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, and I think it might just be Julia and myself tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't think the bulletproof vest is going to do you any good against
Alan tomorrow.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you'd like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.